This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Do you ever wonder what is the real purpose of the Bible? So here it is, the world's bestseller. Two or three translations on every shelf. But what is it really all about? Bibles appear in our courtrooms. They show up in our motels, often in a color to match the room. They're in our hospitals. They are handed out to servicemen by the chaplain. They seem to be everywhere. But what's the point of it all? Why do we have this book? Many people wonder about that. Well, if that's the case with you, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the purpose of the Bible. Let's read from Psalm 119, verse 8. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. In our last broadcast, we mentioned that a disciple is a learner. The next verse says, I will keep thy statutes. Now let's put those two verses together and see how they come out. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Now mark the truth. To learn the commands of God and not keep them is to learn them in vain. The Bible is given to help us learn how to live, not just give us information. Its main purpose is not to teach us theology, but to teach us about life. You and I are expected to develop a lifestyle that reflects the life of Jesus Christ. And when we open the Scriptures, we enter the courtroom of the King. We see Him walking the path of life. We see Him handling difficult situations. We see Him responding in love to words of accusation and hate. We see Him calm in the midst of tumult. We see Him giving Himself to people who spit in His face. He tells us to turn the other cheek, to give and expect nothing in return. This is life with a capital L. Life in high gear, life and not just existence. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. Now, abundant life revealed in Jesus Christ through the Scriptures. And Jesus said, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So to keep the word of God, to obey it, is one way we show our love for the Lord. And to that person, Jesus Christ makes a wonderful promise. He will manifest himself, reveal more and more of his wonderful love and mercy and grace and peace. Now, isn't that great? Do you want to be a creative, exciting person whose life radiates blessing and challenge and comfort to others? Then take on the characteristics of the most creative and exciting person who has ever walked the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he has promised to manifest that life to you if you will learn his commandments and keep them. There's an old hymn that says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Now there you have it, the two keys to the Christian life, trust and obey, faith and obedience. The Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And note the words of Jesus, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. May God bless you as you keep his word.
To help you make the word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.